I am the company whore. I've fucked my way up the chain at your company, and I'm proud of it. You're the big boss, so I knew from the beginning that I would do whatever it took to get on your good girl list. Yeah. You remember that final interview? When my fate to be hired or not was in your hands? Of course I was dressed professionally, but a little sexy too. That's right, you remember. I kept crossing and uncrossing my legs. I kept touching my face. And of course, my little pen was in and out of my mouth the whole time. I felt you watching me. Yeah, you stay professional, but I could see you shifting around in your seat. Even that first day, I left you hard already. You remember the Christmas party, right? Of course you do. You walked in at me and that young secretary, making out. We didn't see you there at first, and you just stood there, watching us. Did you like what you see? Yeah, it's getting you hard right now just thinking about it, huh? I'll tell you a little secret. I seduced that little slut that night because I was hoping you would walk in on us. You like that, huh? I had her blouse open, and my hands are all over her tits when we finally notice you. She got scared, but I just smiled. You remember? It's when I whispered something in her ear to calm her down. Do you know what I said? I told her not to be scared. And that the best way to handle the situation was to put in a good show for the boss. I told her that I was going to lick her little pussy and make her come like a good little whore. And I told her to look you directly in the eye the whole time until she finished coming. Did I do good, boss? Yeah, I remember how much she liked the next part. I hiked up her skin-tight dress, removed her little panties, and handed them to you with a mischievous look in my eye. Oh, really? You kept them as a souvenir? I bet you did. Then I pulled up my tight little skirt around my hips and pulled my panties down to mid-thigh. I like to do that because it makes me feel more like a whore. Then I squatted down in front of that slutty little secretary and licked her cunt until she came, while she looked you in the eye the whole time. Did you enjoy the show, baby? Yeah, I thought so. Then I laid her out on the desk on her back, and I stood behind her and spread her slutty thighs apart, and then I looked you in the eye. You remember what I said? She's ready for you, boss. She was so into it by then. She was a submissive little slut who loved to be used. She was panting and soaking wet. You slowly unbuttoned and unzipped the pants of your expensive Italian-made suit, dropped your pants and your boxers, and then unleashed your rock-hard cock and shoved it in her. Was that, baby? It was so tight. I bet it was. Yeah. You were pretty worked up by then, so it didn't take you long. But that's okay. She was just a fucked way for you to use to get off. I remember you pushing it deep inside her and holding it there and spreading that hot cum into her while she moaned like a little whore. After that night, you knew exactly what you had in me. When it came time for you to decide who would get that big promotion, I made sure you knew who was willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Do you remember when I showed up at your penthouse apartment the night before you were going to decide? Do you remember what I was wearing? Yes, I had on that big overcoat, but underneath, I was dressed like a little schoolgirl, and I had one side of a pair of handcuffs locked around one wrist. I was wearing white little panties. Oh yeah, baby. I remember that those ended up stuffed in my pretty little mouth, but it was worth it. I walked right in like I owned the place and found your bedroom. I lay down on the bed on my back, looking up at you, and without a word, you handcuffed my wrist to one corner of the bed. Yeah, baby. I know you like to be in charge. So I showed up at your place as a submissive little schoolgirl who needed to be punished, and I let you use me like a little whore. Yes, I remember, baby. You used every hole I have that night. And I left completely covered in your hot cum. So now it's promotion time again, and I'm on your short list. Can you imagine what your company whore will do next to make sure I get the job?